My next guest uttered one of the greatest lines in one of the top 10 funniest movies of all time, at least according to the American Film Institute. And I'm guessing several generations of college kids. The movie was Airplane, and the line came in response to the eternal question, "Surely you can't be serious." You can all say it with me now. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. He then went on to get big laughs in the Naked Gun movies and several dozen other films and TV shows, all after a successful career playing dramatic roles. His latest project is Superhero Movie, which opens on Friday. Leslie Nielsen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, I'm very glad to be here.
Leslie, I read that after World War II, you worked as a radio DJ. I heard a little bit of that in your hay. How does it feel good? Does it feel good to be back in the saddle?
You should hear it. Other things I did in the hay. What was that about the saddle?
Do you enjoy being back at the radio station? You want to play a couple of records?
No. I love the. I love radio. I just have such a. There's something about it because it's one that offers you that much or the most freedom. I suppose that's it. You know, where people aren't looking at you. They only hear you.
So in Superhero Movie that you have coming up, you play Uncle Albert. Does Albert get any superpowers?
No, Albert. He wouldn't know what to do with superpowers if he did get them. And it took his nephew time for Albert to accept the fact that maybe he did or does have superpowers. He says, "Anything you can do for a prostate?"
Superpowers of prescription medicine. Leslie, you've been a mainstay of movie comedy for, I guess, 30 years. How do you think American comedies have changed in between Airplane in 1980 and this movie, Superhero Movie, now?
Well, I just see more and more comedy being done with the quality that makes movies like Airplane so... undying. They just seem to live forever, and I like to see that because the essence of the comedy that I do in Airplane and so on and Naked Gun is that we never try to make the audience laugh, and we never try to do deliberately anything funny. I mean, what we do, we might think is funny and we might hope it's funny, but we have no graduation about or how you grade it or whether it's funny or funny enough or that kind of thing. And I think it's that kind of sincerity or that kind of effort to be really honest that makes it work.
So when you were making Airplane, there was not a sense among the cast and crew that, wow, this is like unbelievably funny?
I'm not sure. I'm positive that there were any number of people, certainly the authors and the ones who really were putting that thing up on the line. I'm sure that there were those numbers. That for myself, I can't say, because I always had the feeling when we began shooting it that they were going to find out that they'd made a mistake, and I didn't want anybody to catch up too soon for me. Let me take a run at it and have a good time. And the next thing I know is that I detected the Zazz team watching me very closely, and I thought, I'm going to get my pink slip probably at the end of the day, or that's what it is. But
so they were watching you. You thought because you weren't sure that you were funny enough.
Well, yeah, or that there were any number of other people out there who were not only funny, they were very funny, and certainly funnier than I could be. And there are times when you get lucky.
Uh-huh.
My luck was that working with the Zazz team, Jerry and David Zucker and Jim Abrams, and then having the benefit of an education where they educated you to comedy.
In a sense, your characters are sort of like really serious guys who don't realize that they've been dropped into a comedy.
That would be a good description. You must be credible. And if for a moment you do things in such a way that are not truthful, the audience, you won't fool them. They'll spot it right away. And then they use their mind to try to get back on track because they want to explain to themselves, unconsciously at least, how that thing diverted their attention. And the essence in doing comedy is your attention is not deliberately manufactured. I'm trying to figure out a better way to phrase that, but.
Well, you came from this background that was a very serious acting background. The 30 years before Airplane, you were doing pretty much dramatic roles. Do you ever look and say, you know, I wish I had stayed on and just done Hamlet a couple of times?
Well, it would have been a very strong possibility, what you say, but I've been living through the years. Knowing that I was not going to be doing Hamlet and any number of other remarkable Shakespearean plays and so on, because I just couldn't stomach the idea of going out on stage and getting into the to be or not to be speech and or even having any one of their speeches or Shakespeare speeches, because in tights I'm bow-legged. I have a four-finger bow. And I didn't want to bug anybody saying, look at his legs.
So if it was, it's just the legs that held you back. Otherwise, you could have been.
Yes, it is. I really think that it was a good part of it, you know, because I just am not that courageous. And for whatever reason, you know, I'll let it slip by now because I'm not going to break my ankles to straighten out my legs.
Leslie, we need to take a quick break, so please hang on. In a minute, I want to hear about your fondness for, of all things, whoopee cushions. Coming up, music from Dean and Britta. That's in a minute on Fair Game from PRI. I'm Brian Donovan in for Faye Saley, and this is Fair Game from PRI. I'm talking with legendary actor Leslie Nielsen, whose new film, Superhero Movie, opens on Friday. Okay, Leslie, I found this out about you, and it's like my favorite fact ever. I read that you used to carry a whoopee cushion with you.
I can't believe I don't have one with me right now, frankly.
So hoping. So you will just pull it out in any sort of fancy setting just to sort of relieve the pressure, no pun intended.
Yeah, well, no, but that's the wonderful thing about the it's like a little bellows, a little circular bellows, and it's got a hole punctured at one end, and you can just hold it and adjust it to the... I usually moisturize my palm of my hand so that I can get a decent purchase, and then you just squeeze it, and you know.
Why? So why do you feel the need to have the whoopee cushion at all time? What is it that you enjoy so much about just letting it rip?
Well, yeah, but it's also it's a kind of a protection. If people really start to become boring or overbearing or even angry or whatever, you always have that machine. I remember going by a bar, and I think I was in Boston, and two people were at the bar, and they were starting to get a little loud and very upset. And it looked like there was going to be some kind of exchange, a physical exchange. So I started to walk down the aisle, just, you know, tables and then the aisle and then the bar, and I stopped with both of these opponents on either side of me, and there was the bartender right in between me. I said, excuse me, could you do excuse me, could you tell me where the John is? He's just right down there. So I said, thank you, and away I took off. And these guys, when I got in a position where I could actually take a look back, they were looking at each other, and they finally just cracked up, and they laughed so hard. It was a way to stop a fight.
In a way, flatulence is the great pacifier.
It's a taboo that sort of like works on both sides. It's really great. Yeah.
Now, Leslie, you were born in Canada. Your dad was a Mountie, and your brother Eric was the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada. That sounds incredibly important.
Yeah, well, I thought it was. I'm very, very proud of my brother Eric, and I often think, because we spent our childhood up in a place called Fort Norman, And now it's gone back to its original name, Talisha. And it never really occurs to you that when you're up in Fort Norman, if there's anything else around for you to think that you might become, other than becoming a wolf or a polar bear or something like that. But you didn't foresee anything that you could run up in the cash register as far as money is concerned, or even desire, and expect that it would ever come to fruition. I know that a lot of things have happened to me, but I feel it was all luck, and my brother Eric feels it was all luck, too.
The things that happened to you especially, he thought, were luck.
What's that?
The things that happened to you especially were luck.
Well, especially. well, yeah, fine. But it may be partly the people in the North, too, because laughter is an intrinsic part of the life of the North. And I mean, when you get weather all the time that can be as if going move from 40 degrees below zero to 60 degrees below zero or more, it's no point hanging out with anybody who wants to get in and start to hit their chest and so on. Boy, it sure is cold, isn't it? Because somebody's liable to hit you. You think that there's anybody in that weather who doesn't know it's cold?
When you were ever, I mean, you must have found yourself at important Canadian events, you know, government events. Did you ever feel out of place there? Were you ever tempted to just sort of crack people up?
Well, I was always cautious. I will always go for the laugh if it's there, if possible. I learned from my father that if I was on the verge of having done something that was incorrect or something he did not admire, the punishment could be dire. And so I was very quick to keep a budding eye on the danger signal. And as long as I could see that the eyes were twinkling and laughter was in there, then it can provoke you further. But it was a sign of danger, too. It was a sign of protection. And, of course, in the North, that's how we used to say goodnight. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Oh, God. Good night, Gordon.
It's a very full day with all those good nights. Now, Leslie, I can't let you go without asking about this. Many of our listeners know you from the Naked Gun films. I was a huge fan. I think when I was growing up, I think that was sort of the default movie. Like, what are we going to do? Let's watch Naked Gun. I probably have seen the movie like 25 times. One of your frequent co-stars in those films, of course, was Mr. O.J. Simpson, who's gone on to a different sort of notoriety. Have you kept in touch with the Juice?
Well, we were really always only friends, associates.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a real close. I know that he played golf, and I played golf, but it never got around to the point where we ended up playing golf together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were associates.
Did he ever borrow?
That's about all I could.
Did he ever borrow a pair of Leslie Nielsen gloves? And if so, were they returned soiled?
I see. I don't expect to inspect those things that closely, you know.
I see. Fair enough. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Leslie. I really enjoyed it. Leslie Nielsen's latest film is Superhero Movie, which opens nationwide March 28th. For more information on him, go to our website, morefairgame.org. Thank you, Leslie Nielsen.
Thank you.